Jack, Munster final this coming Sunday. It might not have been Kerry in the final. First of all, your thoughts on the Cork game and maybe the toll that has taken on players in terms of fitness and injury.
Yeah, just delighted to have got through the game. You know, there was stages there coming towards the end where it looked like Cork had all the momentum, you know, so I thought our fellas did well to regroup after conceding 7 points in about 3 minutes. So just delighted to get through it in the end. It was a real roller coaster of a game. And a lot of attrition in the game, so a lot of sore bodies and a lot of war wounds. So this week now we'll just be trying to get a head count on who's available and who's not.
The suspension to Paddy was upheld, and was there consideration given to appealing that further?
Not really. We got a good hearing from the CCC, so good professional, you know, set up there. So, you know, we just wanted to explore it because we thought in the context of the game that, you know, with the amount of contact and physical, you know, contact that there was in the game, that it wasn't an overly dangerous tackle. It was a clumsy tackle. So we thought maybe yellow would have been the proper sanction. But look, we accepted the result, and we got a fair enough hearing, so there's no point going any further with it, you know.
It was a 2-point win in the end against Cork. Cork had something like 10 to 12 wides in extra time, so they had plenty of opportunities to win it. What do you put the whole tightness of that down to that game?
Well, first of all, I'd put it down to the fact that Cork are a very decent team, and they were at home. They had a big crowd, vocal crowd behind them in Cork. And, you know, they just got the break, I suppose, with 10 or 12 minutes to go of the sending off, which, you know, in the new rules, a sending off is very serious because you're defending 11 with 10. Back, so I thought that was a huge factor in Cork coming back into it, and obviously Cork, you know, kicked a good few 2-pointers on the night. So, yeah, look, I was trying to tell people beforehand that Cork are a very decent team, and I thought that, you know, particularly around the middle of the field, they were very strong as the game wore on, and I wasn't a bit surprised we got a big battle up there, and just delighted to get through it.
Did they bully Kerry a bit, and would they have given a bit of hope to other teams, you know, from a physical perspective, that Kerry can be got at, perhaps?
I don't know about the bullied part. They're just a big physical team, you know. They just have size, and, you know, that counts for a lot under the modern rules, because there's a lot of ball being put up for grabs. So you'd never like to think that you'd be bullied, but I thought they just had a bit of an advantage on physical size on us in the middle age, you know.
A lot of talk about the 2-pointers. I know you were chatting to the other journalists earlier about it, and the style of play that Kerry has is get the ball in quick into the forwards, and maybe the 2-pointers are more, you know, a slower attack. You might just explain that a bit more, because I know you were hoping that you'd have the likes of Sean Ishay back after the league, that he'd be back, and a few other 2-point getters.
Oh, look, we're not overly... We haven't put a huge amount of emphasis on the 2-pointers because I suppose we've been scoring goals, which is good. You know, I think we have... I'm not too sure what we're up to now. I think just 20 goals or whatever. But, of course, it'd be handy if we kicked a couple of 2-pointers because it certainly brought Cork back into the game very quickly after the send-off. They got two in a row. It's something that I think maybe it's the fact that we're moving the ball very quickly inside and trying to get it inside quickly, that maybe it's in slow attacks that you manufacture those 2-point shots more than the way we are playing, you know.
The Clare challenge on Sunday, obviously it's Kerry manager against former Kerry manager. There's a bit of knowledge there, obviously, with Peter having coached some of your lads at a younger age. Will Clare have been given that little bit of additional hope and inspiration following Kerry being run so close by Cork?
I'm sure they will. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, our fellas as well are well aware that there's no such thing as a sure thing anymore, you know. Dublin phoned that out yesterday to their cost, and we almost phoned it out above in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. So we'll be treating the game with the respect it deserves and just trying to concentrate and getting a big performance out of our fellas and getting our feet back on the ground quickly, because you know, the 2 weeks is I suppose just about right to get your house in order, recover and then build up. So we'd be hoping to get a big performance out of Offaly Sunday.
The draw is being made on Wednesday, so at the time that this is going out, we'll know who is in Kerry's group to a large degree. Have you given much thought to that?
I haven't. No, I've learned, particularly this year, with the frenetic nature of the league, just to concentrate on one game at a time, and that's what we'll be doing. We had 8 games in 9 weeks in the league, and you wouldn't get time to think too far ahead, I'll tell you now. So we were just taking it a game at a time, and we'll be doing the same here now with the game Sunday.
I know that top seed gives a home advantage, but that doesn't always work to the advantage of the team at home, as we found out a few years ago with Mayo, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but you'd still like to be playing at home. You know, the lads like Killarney, and they're used to it. They're trained there. So I know Mayo turned us over a couple of years ago, but you'd still prefer it to having to travel.
Is the Munster Championship or the Provincial Championships alive again?
Well, in my head, they were always alive. You know, it was just kind of bit of lazy analysis that they were dead as dodos. You know, like, in the space of 2 weeks now, we found out that the Leinster and Munster Championship are very much alive. So, yeah, which is a good thing. You know, I mean, sure, that game the last night now will have, you know, will encourage, you would think, supporters to come out in numbers, because it was a game for the ages. You know. And at the time, I was just saying that it was a bit disappointing it wasn't on terrestrial TV, you know. They are the kind of games that get people up off their seats again and get them interested.